Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, December the 19th, right in the middle of the holidays. Thank you for joining us today. Before we go any further, if you happen to be watching us on the internet right now, you notice that we are surrounded by beautiful poinsettias, or some people say poinsettias. And these came to us from Tiger Gardens on campus. And there's a shot of the poinsettias in the back. And these are really special ones because they've got tiger paws. Somehow they were bred for the tiger paws to be on the petals of the poinsettias. But anyway, thanks to Tiger Gardens for that. And if you don't believe me what I'm saying, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and you'll see those poinsettias that have the tiger paws on the petals. Now, I want to introduce you to Ashley Rizzo. And Ashley, you are a clinical dietitian with the University of Missouri. We're glad to have you with us today. And the fact that this is December the 19th, we're right in the middle of the holiday season. This is a time of year when many of us overeat, and at times we may have a little extra wine or eggnog, and all of this puts on pounds, right?
It does.
Now, you're here today to tell us how to avoid putting on those extra pounds during the holidays. And it's all pretty simple, isn't it?
Well, it's a simple idea.
Okay, you're being honest. It's a simple idea, but it may not be as simple as we try to make it.
Right. Well, and it can be difficult to change the way you eat, especially around the holidays. A lot of times the typical holiday foods that we eat kind of conjure up that feeling of nostalgia. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. It's okay to enjoy your food. The biggest thing is being aware of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, you know, we tend to just graze and snack at the buffet. And it may not be out of hunger. It may be that
it just looks so good.
It just looks
so good.
I like
the term you use. We graze at the buffet. we're grazing at it. And it's true. Sometimes you go and you see all this wonderful food, and you're not hungry, but you say, my goodness, I can't let this food go to waste. I love this, and I love that. I'm gonna go ahead and eat it. And you found that you... By the time you're done, the evening is done, you have to be rolled out of the building, right?
Right. Well, and that's, you brought up a good point. We do love foods, and it's okay to enjoy those foods. The important thing is that you eat with intention and attention.
Eat with intention and attention. Okay.
Right.
So when you eat with intention, what are you talking about here?
What I mean is you make the conscious decision to eat whatever food it is that you love.
What if you love everything that's there?
Well, then you want to try to pick the things that aren't available all year round.
Okay.
So, you know, chocolate chip cookies, those are something that you have access to pretty much all year.
Oh, so don't eat the chocolate chip cookies there.
Well, if that's what you choose, you can choose that. Or you might choose something that's a little more seasonal, like eggnog you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And eat with attention. And what I mean by that is really pay attention to how the food tastes and how the food smells.
Oh, eat slower.
Right.
Eat slower. And that's something that I have to learn because I tend to, when I see the food I like, I get so excited about it. Mm-hmm. And I'll just start eating as fast as I can.
Right.
And you realize that you've eaten a whole pile of food there. and you're done. Your stomach doesn't know that it's full yet.
Right.
You still think you're hungry, but really you have enough food in there that'll last you 2 days. Right?
It takes about 20 minutes for your stomach to send those signals
right
to your brain.
So if you eat slower and do conversation while you're eating, letting the stomach get that information to the brain that it's holding food, and maybe you're not as hungry as you thought you were.
Right. Okay. Yep. And when you slow down, you really have a chance to taste the food, and you might find that maybe it takes a little less of that food to satisfy your craving than you initially thought.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's eating with intention and attention.
Right.
Is there any type of food that we should stay away from altogether? Or is it okay? Do you subscribe to the thought that you can have anything as long as you eat it in moderation?
That is a true statement. When you tell yourself you shouldn't have certain foods or you try to avoid foods altogether, it really makes it difficult not to overeat on those very foods.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you go to a dinner party and the host or hostess is saying, oh, come on, eat some more, eat some more. What's the right way to say, you know, I've really enjoyed this? Well, maybe that's what you say. I've really enjoyed this, but I just can't eat anymore. It's not that I don't like your food.
I just can't fit anymore.
Right.
Well, it's okay to compliment what the host or hostess is offering you and thank them. And at the same time, turn the food down if you don't feel comfortable eating.
I could also, what about exercising during the holidays? Maybe try to put a little more exercise in your routine.
Yeah, and exercising during the holidays can be difficult. But if you do things like park farther away from the door when you're going shopping, taking the stairs instead of taking the elevators, all those little things add up.
Right, you know, instead of drive around a parking lot for 20 minutes waiting for that one spot to open up that's so close to the door, just go ahead and park as far away as you can. There's plenty of parking spots far away. And then get out and walk to the store.
Right.
And then you're burning up more calories.
Burning more calories, and you probably get in faster than if you were to drive around waiting for that spot.
Okay. We're almost out of time here, but you're starting an exercise class after the first of the year?
We are. So university is going to be offering a weight management group starting in January.
Is this at University Healthcare or University Hospital?
It will be at the Green Meadows Clinic is where we're going to be holding the group. And we'll have more information that's going to come out later this month.
Okay.
But look for that to start in January.
So it's going to start in January. So that's perfect. It'll be right after the holidays are finished.
Right. Right in time for the New Year's resolution.
Right. I don't believe in New Year's resolution. Actually, the New Year's resolution stuff, don't think it really works. Because you jump on it and you got to make a complete lifestyle change.
You're right, and that's what we're there to help with.
Oh, that's what you're going to do with your exercise class? Lifestyle changes.
Well, we're going to try to help people learn how to make some changes on things that they can keep up for a lifetime.
Ashley Ritschel, thank you so much for coming by Clinical Dietitian University. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you. Happy
Merry
New
Christmas
Year.
To you.
Okay. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about palliative care. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Sazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to watch this program or listen to it again, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and take a look at those poinsettias as we're talking about with the tiger paw.